Bobby Emmons. More music.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine. Chances are you think my heart's your valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are stars that fill the skies are in my eyes. Guess you feel you'll always be the one and only one for me. And if you think you could, well, chances are your chances are awfully good. Chances are you believe the stars that fill the sky. You feel you'll always be the one and only one for me. And if you think you could, well, chances are your chances are
flip side was The 12th of Never, which was a top 10 hit in its own right, but that was the number one A side. Chances are Johnny Mathis right here on WIBG, and speaking of Johnny, he's my very special guest. Johnny, in 1959, you recorded a song that was not your biggest hit, but it has definitely become your signature tune. Of course, I'm speaking of Misty.
Yeah, Misty had always been in the back of my mind. I grew up in San Francisco, and my dad, I don't know whether I mentioned, he was a wonderful singer, and he used to take me to the local nightclubs in the afternoon on Sunday when they didn't serve liquor, and we would listen to all the musicians who came through San Francisco, and there were an awful lot of them. That was quite an important city for them to perform in. And I got an opportunity to listen to Earl Garner play the piano. And I guess I was about 12 or 13 years old. I thought he was very special. He was a lovely man, a wonderful, kind, very gregarious person. And later on found out that he didn't read music at all. He did that. Wonderful recordings of his, and played all his life just by the grace of God. He was able to do it without really knowing what was written on the page. And for many times that I listened to him play the song over and over again, he played it in lots of different ways. He'd pl- play it as a ballad, and then he'd play it as a samba, and then he'd play it. And it turned out later on that we found out that, of course, he wrote the song. At the time, there were no lyrics to it, but eventually a wonderful composer and lyricist, Johnny Burke, wrote a lyric. And I wanted to record it, and in fact, I wanted to honor him by recording it. There were several really quite wonderful recordings of it before I did mine. I remember the one especially that I liked was the one that Quincy Jones and Sarah Vaughan did in an album that they recorded in Paris. And when the time came for me to record it in the studio, we ran out of time. We had recorded the four songs that we were obligated to, and I had this wonderful song that I had been nurturing all these years, we didn't have time to do it. But I cajoled Glenn Osser, this wonderful arranger who was working with me at the time. Let's just start it and see how far we get before they throw us out of the studio. And that eventually we did it one time, and we got in under the time constraint and what have you, and that turned out, of course, to be the iconic song of the complete record date.
Wow, that's an incredible story. One take, unbelievable. Let's give it a listen. Johnny Mathis, Misty, right here on WIBG.
As a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play, or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through Wonderland alone, ever knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? I'm too misty and too much in love. My right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love.